But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, the last of the church age, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. We have just read to you from the Bible God's account of an event we call the rapture of the church. Hello, my name is Pastor Dan Adams, and I'd like to say thank you for letting me take up 10 minutes of your time to talk to you about an event we call the rapture. I'd like to point out, first of all, that the word rapture is not found in our Bible. But my dictionary defines the word rapture as ecstatic joy or delight, the feeling of being transported to another place or sphere of existence. So it seemed that the word rapture does a good job of defining the verses that we've just read. Although the word rapture isn't found anywhere in the Bible, the idea or concept of the word rapture is. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible says, looking for that blessed hope of rapture and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What is the rapture? Well, the Bible teaches that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven and in a twinkling of an eye raise believers who have died and change living believers from their earthly body to an eternal spiritual body. Believers will have a body like Christ's body after his resurrection. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, it said, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 43, the Bible tells us of Jesus after his resurrection appearing to his disciples. He tells them to look at his hands and feet, removing any doubt that it is really him, for in his hands and his feet are the wounds of his crucifixion. He tells them to touch or feel him, for his body is flesh and bone, yet it can appear or disappear at his will. He even eats with them. That's what believers' bodies will be like after the rapture. Who gets raptured? Only believers in Christ. Those who are trusting only in the finished work of Christ are raptured. Jesus preached that he would go to the cross and die for man's sin, that his death would pay for our sins completely. Jesus' death paid the penalty of our past, our present, and even our future sins. Yes, even the sins we have yet to commit are paid for. God declaring in his word that he would not live with sin, nor allow sin to enter heaven, and because of his love for man, obligated himself to make the sinner sinless. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says that God made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus is a sinless Son of God, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. What God did for the believer was to trade his righteousness for our sin. That's quite a trade. He assured believers that in him they would have eternal life. If you haven't done so already, please listen to the other side of this tape. It will explain to you what you need to do to go to heaven and be part of the rapture when it takes place. When will the rapture take place? Well, it could happen today. We don't know the year, the month, the day, or the hour, but there is no event prophesied in the Bible that must take place before the rapture can occur. Let me repeat that. There is no event prophesied in the Bible that must take place before the rapture can occur. The rapture can occur at any time. Maybe to narrow it down some, we can look to the Bible for some points of reference. The Bible talks about Jesus reigning on the earth in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 through 6, for 1,000 years. This is called the millennial reign of Christ, when the lion will lay down with the lamb, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child, as the old song says. There will be 1,000 years without war or famine. There will be peace on earth. Won't that be great? Before the 1,000-year reign, though, there will be an event called the tribulation. Jesus talked about the tribulation in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, but most of what we know about the tribulation is found in the book of Revelation. The tribulation lasts for 7 years. 7 years of hell on earth, war and famine and disease and pestilence and earthquakes, and probably asteroids will hit the earth. Everything that can go wrong will. Political upheaval, economic collapse. There'll probably be a total shutdown of all industry. The petroleum industry will go down. The blackouts will affect the earth. In those 7 years, over half of the population of the earth will die. There will be a rise to power of man the Bible calls the Antichrist. He'll institute a rationing system. Man can only buy and sell through a system called the Mark of the Beast. The tribulation, according to the Bible, will cover the whole earth. If you're here, you will be a part of it. It will surely affect you. But before the tribulation can take place, the rapture must first take place. Again, before the tribulation can take place, the rapture must first take place. For God, it says in the Bible, has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. This tells us that God has not appointed us, believers in Christ, to wrath. The wrath here is the tribulation. But we are to obtain salvation or deliverance through the rapture because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, we read, "And to wait for a son to come from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath that is to come," the tribulation. Notice that this wrath is in the future tense. The tribulation is in the future. Now, in case you're thinking, couldn't this be talking about hell? Well, no, because Jesus promised in John chapter 5 and verse 24 that a believer is already past tense, from death into life, and shall not come into condemnation. Believers in Christ have no fear of hell because of what of Christ promises. Believers are to look for that blessed hope and anticipated event, the glorious appearing of Christ, the rapture, Titus chapter 2, verse 13. The tribulation is also called the day of the Lord in Scripture, a time of great wrath. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 teaches that the day of the Lord will not come until a falling away first comes. The word falling away comes from a Greek word apostasia, which means to fall away from the truth, the Scriptures. But realistically, there is so little truth being taught today that it'd be very difficult to detect a falling away from the truth now, wouldn't it? Most denominations do not teach about the rapture. In fact, many denominations do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Earlier translations of the Bible, earlier than the King James, the Wycliffe and the Tyndale, translated the Greek word apostasia as departure. Before the day of the Lord can come, there will be a departure, the departure of the church believers from the earth, the rapture. If the rapture were to happen today, would it include you? Where do the raptures go? Well, to heaven, of course. The Bible says we shall so ever be with the Lord. While the seven-year tribulation is happening here on earth, the believer is in heaven, appearing at the judgment seat of Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb. There'll be a rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, rewarded for their service to the Lord. Now, I'm sure we'll be more than casual observers of the events that are taking place down here on the earth. When the tribulation is over, believers will come down to the earth with the Lord and be part of his rule and reign. Will you be part of the rapture? Will the rapture include you, or will you be left behind? In this short amount of time, it is not possible to cover all that the Bible has to say about the rapture. So if you'd like more information concerning the rapture, write me, Dan Adams, 59610 County Road 145, North Home, Minnesota, 56661. Or call me at 218-659-4539 or email me at gnbc@paulbunyan.net. If you live in the Grand Rapids, Minnesota area, I'd like to invite you to attend the Good News Bible Church of Cohasset. Or if you live in the Door Lake area, you're invited to the Good News Bible Church of Door Lake. Thanks again, and please share this tape with a friend, and God bless.